in the 70s, you did come out against the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a congregation reaction to that? Did you have lots of discussion about it?
Oh, yeah. We had forums. Clayton did the war prayer service.
You invited Clayton because...
I'd done a little news tour in Vietnam, interviewing local and area military people, then bringing the video back to show on Channel 6. I spent about a month in country.
So then you invited him to share your free pulpit?
Yeah.
Only that one time.
There had to be strong reaction within your congregation about this.
When I arrived here, and they had moved from downtown, All Souls had the first public affairs forum in Tulsa. It was called the ARC. That was because it had two of every kind. You'd have pro and con, both sides of the question. And that was something which was a long tradition. Mike Monroney, when he was senator here, had his annual report to the Unitarians. Well, it wasn't the ARC then when Mike came, because we gave him the whole thing. But it was that kind of thing.
Frosty Troy did the same thing.
Frosty Troy, yeah. So we had this public affairs forum that went sometimes Sunday evening, sometimes on Sunday mornings. We had a two-hour church school, which was one of the great things that church initiated, as far as I know, in our denomination, where they had started at 10 o'clock and went clear through to noon. So that made it possible for the adults to come, and we had the public affairs forum on Sunday morning. I don't think there was a turn we left unstoned.
Just for the record, it ought to be noted that All Souls is unique in the Unitarian Universalist Association, because at various times over the years, it has been the largest church that bears the name Unitarian. You think about how that happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it's a remarkable thing. By pledging units, by attendance, by church school attendance.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether John agrees with this or not, but we've talked about it. And as a matter of fact, I've heard you preach it, so I guess you do, but the two primary reasons that people end up at All Souls are that they are unchurched and looking for a place to go, or they want their children to have a liberal religious education as opposed to a church school. And you might talk, John, about how that worked out in terms of the church school being used as a model all over the country now.
Literally, it was to be religious education, which is not just a Bible school. Well, one of the reasons we started is the children's choir and the whole children's choirs program, because one good way to teach cultures, different languages, is through music. You know, you can get kids singing in Italian, you can get singing in Hindi, whatever. But it's that whole approach to religious education. I mean, the stories of the world as far as creation, not just Genesis, the beginnings of earth and sky, all kinds of approaches to how people think about faith, coming from all different faiths. We wanted a place where Jews could come, Muslims could come. It was very interesting. When I first came here, the earliest that I ever remember, some of the Muslim community used to meet downstairs in what's now called the President's Room. We have then and have now. We usually fall away members of Islam and fall away Jews and fall away Christians. We're the feather bed for falling away all kinds of people. But it's open to people who are interested as they can be. I mean, they're fascinated with religion and the study of religion. They want to argue about it. They want to talk about it. They want to find out about it. So it's the same approach. It's still this kind of curiosity into kids and keep it alive. And it's very interesting what happens to them when they grow up, for the most part. I think Clayton's daughter is a good illustration in point. They've become very, very literary, curious people.
Your daughter, how did that happen?
She's in her mid-30s now. She's lived in New York. She's a vice president of Random House. Went to Yale and Wharton. And she ended up on the board of All Souls Unitarian in New York City. And married a Mennonite, incidentally. So it's one of those things, I think, that John is trying to suggest that affects someone during their entire lifetime. Both of my children who were raised in that church cite their participation in the children's choir as one of the most influential things in their lives.
Yeah.
Who would have thought it?
Yeah.
But
John
Wolfe thought it.